You're not allowed to buy stolen goods from the Ganif. In Manhattan, you could go on the street, you have these guys selling watches for 10 cents, whatever it is. It makes a difference if the person is a Jew or a Goy. A Goy is not allowed to steal from another Goy, so you're not allowed to help him. It's one of the seven mitzvahs of Goy. From God, from a Ganif, it's a terrible affair to buy from a Ganif. You're causing him to do more avers, because if nobody would buy from him, he wouldn't steal. A person who splits with a Ganif, he hates his nefesh. He's going to damage his nefesh. He's going to cause the Ganif to steal from other people. If the Ganif has nobody to sell it to, he will not steal. Even though the Ganif could go to another town, people won't realize it's stolen, but most kind of them do the business locally. He buys from the Ganif because he knows that there's an opportunity to get it out of the hands of the Ganif, and then he'll give it back to the owner. Even though the owner will have to pay for it, if the owner has no way of getting it back, then you're doing it for the benefit of the owner, it's permitted. Come on, you have to make sure that it's really beneficial for him. You can only do it if the owner himself has no way of getting it back himself. You also know how to take a deposit if you know the thing that's being deposited is stolen.